We are live. Welcome to the Tripod FIFA World Cup punting preview. This is the round one matches. That's right, FIFA World Cup. So this is soccer, not the Rugby League World Cup. Did the live pod for that yesterday, previewing the grand final. But less than 24 hours later, it kicks off in Qatar, with Qatar hosting the opening game. And we are going to go game by game now. We're not going to repeat everything that we did on Wednesday's podcast, which was our futures and futures predictions show. So I do encourage you to go back and look at that. We covered every group, every team, futures markets, players, awards, long shots, multis. We had a couple of custom multis as well. Tom and I both had a 26-1 that have now been crunched into 21-1, pretty popular bets. And there's plenty of other custom markets that you can check out on Toppy as well. Tom, even before I welcome you onto tonight's show, I'm actually going to throw to someone who was absent last show to give a little bit more pre-tournament insight into the markets, and that is Tristan himself, who makes the show possible through Top Sports. Let's have a listen to Tristan before I bring Tom in to talk game by game.
Hello, punters. It's Tristan Merlihan here from Top Sport, and the World Cup is not far away. We've got the first game on Monday morning, and there's been a lot of activity in the futures. The crews spent a lot of time getting a lot of markets up, and the outriders seen a push for England. They've been very, very well backed. They've actually drifted since we've laid them. They've gone from $7 out to $11, and there's been good support for them at around about the $10 and $11 mark. Brazil, the favourites, are our equal worst way as well. They've been back from $6 into $4.60, and France have been very solid despite a few injury concerns at $7.50. The Aussies, a few people very patriotic, have chimed into the 350-1. I'm not so certain that's going to be too much of an issue from our perspective, but hopefully they go well. We've got a heap of markets up, all the group betting, all the markets for teams to qualify. Just having a look at the Aussie group, obviously we've got a really tricky group with France and Denmark in there, where the Aussies are $18 to win the group. France have been favourites. We've just got the multis activated on that. So if you want to have a few multis across groups, that's available now, where I think there'll be a bit of action, considering there are some short price favourites. That's obviously group winner into group winner. You can't do group into to qualify, of course. Australia been back to qualify to get out of their group, $5 into $4.60, and actually a little bit of sharp money, which gives us some sort of optimism going into that. Some of the other markets that have been reasonably well supported have been the top goal scorer for each team. And also, we popped up on the Tripod page there during the week about the selector and your custom markets. There's been a lot of great suggestions put forward. We spent a lot of time on that yesterday to get as many markets up as we could. They're all up there, so get involved, see which markets look the goods, and support your fellow group members. So hope everyone enjoys the World Cup. We'll be back here every few days just to give you an update. All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Tristan. Thanks to Top Sport for the support. That includes creating a mixed matchup every time we do a show like this. So every round of games, next one I think is going to be in 7 days' time. But then after that, it's about every 4 or 5 days throughout the tournament. We're going to preview the upcoming games. We're going to do a mixed matchup. If you know about the mixed matchup, you know the success we've had in the NRL last 2 years. You know that we are perfect through the Rugby League World Cup, won every single one of them. We're going to apply that to soccer. So one team to outscore another that aren't playing to add even more excitement. That's on Toppy, the custom multis. The Top Sport app is actually quite rejuvenated and improved. It's just recently been released, and they've got same race multis if that's something that interests anyone. And if you want to win a World Cup jersey, thanks to Top Sport, you can still enter in the comments. That's to spruik our tournament futures preview pod. You got to go and comment on that one. Hopefully you've watched that one already, because as we said, we've broken down our thoughts on all the teams. But we're going to look matchup specific. Tom, how you doing, mate? There's no secret who you're supporting for the World Cup.
Hey, Jacob. Yeah, I'm good. No secret at all. Bit inspired after, what was it, Wednesday with your tip, hoping you can follow on from the Euros last year. I am a bit more optimistic than what I was on Wednesday for the English. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to the tournament. Only thing is, tournament's starting on a Sunday night. Usually it starts on a Thursday night or a Friday morning. So got to kill the excitement off for a few more days, but looking really, really looking forward to it all.
If you're listening to this, Tom's wearing an It's Coming Home shirt. And I'm a bit worried because I tipped England 975 on Wednesday. Tristan's saying they've drifted to 10s and 11s. So not sure if they're popular with the punters necessarily. I think that's a great price, unless I'm missing something. But again, that was covered in the preview. Now, opening matches, I know what you're going to say. There's a lot of uncertainty. And we did say there is value in watching teams play and getting a gauge of them. But on the other hand, Opening matches is where if you think one team has an advantage over another for whatever reasons, for conditions, for preparation, this is where that advantage is going to be most pronounced. Everyone is only going to get more acclimatized the longer the tournament goes. But in the opening matches, if someone's got that advantage, that's where you can execute. If you've got a strong opinion on a team and you're right, everyone else might be onto them after they've seen them play 90 minutes. You might want to get in there and back a certain team or go against them. And that's where I'm interested to hear your strongest opinions on teams, Tom. And I know you do have a few bets and you helped pick tonight's mixed matchup. So let's jump straight into it. Tournament opener, Group A, Qatar plays Ecuador. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, the first game of the World Cup should be a really exciting one. The way I see this is I think both teams are going to be a bit tentative because they both know with a loss they're most likely going to be out of the tournament, especially given the Sadio Mane news that he's out. Both are now going to probably think their chances of going through are a lot higher. I don't have a play on this game. I have noticed that the value of the money for Ecuador, they've gone out from about $2.10, $2.20 into about $2.40, $2.45 somewhere. I would probably be leaning to a 1-0 or a 0-0 type scoreline, possibly 1-1. I don't see this being a 3 or 4-0 game.
You know what? I'll share a tip straight off the bat because I've already tipped Qatar $5.50. I believe that's into $4 now to get through the group. Obviously, you mentioned Mane. We're going to get to Senegal. He's out, and Senegal were the second favourites in Group A. But I'll back it up. And if you didn't get that especially, $3.40 Qatar are to win head-to-head on Sportsbet, which I think is the best price. And I do think that they've had their eyes on this competition for 10 years and they've got, you know, money's not a hurdle at all. They can just, you know, they can set up this team with everything possible that money can buy in terms of sports science. And, of course, being the host, they're going to be the most acclimatized. Where Ecuador, that's a question mark, young team as well. So if Qatar has any sort of advantage in this competition, it's going to be most magnified in the opening game. So I would roll the dice. If you want to go safer, you could go plus half a goal, about $1.60 for multis, but that's how I see it. We'll jump to later on. That's the opening game, must be standalone Monday.
Yeah, and then we move standalone.
To Tuesday. Okay, then Monday midnight, if you want to call it, or kind of Tuesday. Call it Monday midnight. We move to Group B, England, Iran. Do I have to guess who you're going to pick in this one?
Yeah, look, I'm on England for this one, but with this game, I do actually have a best bet, and that's England to win to nil. Now, for me, the reasoning behind this tip, I'm not expecting England to win 4 or 5 nil. In fact, I'm expecting the opposite. I think England are likely to win this game if 1-0 or 2-0. At the 2020 Euro, so just last year, England started the tournament with 5 clean sheets. A lot of those victories were 1-0. They had a nil all in there, even against Scotland. I think Southgate's a reasonably defensive manager. He set out in the last Euros with a very clear game plan and my idea. The way I saw it was the way he wanted to go out was make sure they were defended first, they were pragmatic. And then as the game went on, they looked to get the chance. And one thing that's a big benefit for England is the size of their bench. This is a 26-man squad. Their depth is a lot better than any other team. So they've got the ability to bring on players off the bench late on in games and win. And I think that's what they'll focus on in this tournament. I think they won't mind going to extra time against other teams in the knockout rounds. Obviously, we don't have extra time in the group stages, but that's a bet I like. And the reason why I haven't taken them half-time, full-time, is I do see Iran maybe being a bit of a nuisance for 50, 55 minutes and then England running over the top at the very end.
I wouldn't disagree. I would be surprised if England doesn't take care of business in this one. So could throw England in a multi, $1.34. They are pretty short favourites in this one. Let's see if I've got the match order right. Looks like I do. The next game, Tuesday morning, Aussie time, Senegal, Netherlands. And the news breaking today that Senegal's arguably best player, Mane, is out for the whole World Cup. Netherlands, $1.59 favourites in this one.
Yeah, the Sadio Mane news is a huge blow for Senegal. It's not just a huge blow for Senegal, it's a huge blow for African football as well as world football. He's been one of the best players in the world in the last 5 to 10 years. So it's a real shame. It's a quality player. You want to see the best at the World Cup. This will either do one of two things, in my opinion. It'll either make Senegal galvanise the squad and they'll want to show the world it's not just Sadio Mane who's a Senegalese footballer, or it's going to throw them off completely. You've spoken a bit about injured player theory in NRL. I don't really know how it's going to work here. I think Senegal, what they would have been playing before this game was to be defensive and then take their chances against Qatar and Ecuador and try to get out of this game with a nil all. I still expect this game to be a fairly defensive game. I do think it'll be unders. I don't see more than two goals in this one. I think the Netherlands have got an injury to Denzel Dumfries. I'm not sure what he's going to be doing yet. So I think the Dutch might not necessarily be at their strongest best. If you wanted to throw a bit of a long shot, get some enhanced odds, maybe 1-0 or 2-0 Netherlands could be the play. But I don't have an official play on this one.
I was going to mention injured player theory. I would think it could be an all-in effort by Senegal, but anything they get from this result, from this matchup, is kind of a bonus with Netherlands the clear class of Group A. And on injury news, Memphis Depay, I read, won't start. He has had been plagued by a hamstring injury. So for what it's worth, because he's probably Netherlands' favourite to be Netherlands' top goal scorer. So if you factor that in, I wouldn't be backing someone if I'm not sure they're in the starting lineup. Pardon me. Next up, USA, Wales, and I know you've got a strong opinion on this one, so take it away.
Yeah, this one's quite interesting because pre-tournament, the odds were pretty much 50-50 in terms of USA, Wales head-to-head. I think they were both around $2.75, $2.80. I think USA was slight favourites with the draw, the second favourite result. I've noticed the USA have come into $2.40 in the last hour or two. I'm not too sure as to why that is. I haven't seen any updated injury news for Wales or anything like that. My take on this game is I don't think Wales have got enough in them to really trouble the US in terms of open play. Wales could possibly, score in this game. They could possibly go on and get a result in this game. But I think 6-7 times out of 10, the USA are going to have the better of this game. They're a lot better all around the park. And I think the USA have got a very good chance of scoring. And if they do score, it opens it up for the Welsh to have have a go at the USA. And if that happens, the USA, with their quick technical players on the break, are going to have the opportunity to get the second and third goal. So, I like the USA. I do think the USA are the better side here. It could be a draw, but if I had to pick one team head to head here, it's got to be the USA. I can't really make a case for Wales other than their passion for being at the World Cup for the first time in a long time. But to me, sometimes that's not enough, and I think that's one of the that's the case here.
Now, pre-tournament, you gave a best bet. Sorry, I'm tickling my throat. Best bet USA to qualify to the group. This is a pivotal game for that. Did you have a best bet on this match itself then, or are you more so just riding that group bet? I will tease ahead. You've talked about USA scoring goals. It is going to be part of the mixed matchup for the first round of matches as well.
Yeah, I was leaning towards having a best bet, but given what the mixed matchup is and the fact that we've got a few multis with it, I don't think I'll play a best bet. I think I'll just sit back and watch this one and cheer on the mixed matchup.
Yep, that makes perfect sense. That is the other half of Group B, of course. Now let's see if we roll into Group C here. We do. So Tuesday night, Argentina, $1.16 against Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, Argentina. I've really come around to them in the last probably 3-4 months of being a really strong chance of going the whole way. Saudi Arabia is in their conditions, but, Argentina are so good. I don't really know how helpful the conditions are going to be. I came close to a best bet in this game. I just couldn't get it over the line. If I was going to play a best bet, it would have probably been Argentina to win both halves. That was over $2. The only reason why I'm not playing it is I'm just worried that Argentina potentially get up 3-0 or 4-0, and then they take the foot off the accelerator, and it's nil all in the second half. If you do like Argentina, I'd suggest maybe possibly having a look at the alternate lines, perhaps a negative or minus two start, or possibly even play them to be leading after, say, 30 minutes if you think they're going to get a quick start here.
Yeah, I also think that they know they can win the World Cup and they should start this game with their minds on the job for sure. Denmark-Tunisia is the opening game from Group D, which the Aussies are a part of. And I know we've talked about how Denmark are a popular pick. Do you expect that they get it done here against Tunisia. They are $1.44.
Yeah, I think Denmark win. For me, it's a bit of a hard game to get a read on because Denmark, there's a lot of positive talk about them coming into this tournament. Tunisia are a bit of an unknown. At $1.44, I think they're a bit too short to be, putting in a single or anything like that. It is the one thing with Denmark is they're not necessarily a high volume goal scoring team. They did get through qualification, only conceding, I think it was 3 goals in 10 matches. They won their first 9 games in qualification. So they are in decent form. I think this is the type of game you sit back and have a watch. Possibly Denmark could be looking ahead a bit to France, could be looking a bit further ahead in the tournament. So I think this one's probably one to sit and get a bit of an observation on how Tunisia are in this tournament.
Wednesday, we've got the other game from Group C. This is Wednesday morning. Mexico, Poland, another really important match, potentially deciding who progresses, with Saudi Arabia being the outsiders and Argentina being very likely. And this is the second part of the mixed matchup. So explain why you like a side strongly in this one.
Yeah, with Mexico and Poland, I think Mexico are the type of team, they're gritty. Their World Cup record is as reliable as you're going to get in terms of the group stages. They always get out the group stages in the last 7 or 8 editions. But one thing with Mexico is they're quite good defensively, which might surprise a few people. A lot of people think of CONCACAF and South American style teams as being attacking. However, in the last few World Cups, the Mexicans have actually done quite well with shutting teams out. In 2010, they beat the French 2-0. 2014, they got a draw against the hosts in Brazil, 0-0. Ochoa in goal had a brilliant game. And in 2018, they defeated Germany 1-0. So they've done quite well against strong teams. Now, with Poland, I've already said in the preview, I don't really think they've got a whole heap outside Lewandowski and Zielinski. And I think the Mexicans can really shut down the Poles. As good as Lewandowski is, he can't go and win a game on his own at a World Cup, as far as I'm concerned. I could quite honestly see this game being a 0-0 or a 1-0. And if it was to be that, it's going to give a mixed matchup a pretty good chance. I'll let you explain what the mixed matchup is. But yeah, I think Poland are going to struggle to score in this game.
My pleasure. So the first mixed matchup of the FIFA World Cup, we're going USA to score more goals than Poland. Tom made the case for USA against Wales, reckons they're good for at least a goal, and one goal might win this. Like, soccer games are low scoring, especially the opening games of a tournament. But if USA, as you said, if they get the lead, then it could open up more opportunities. Certainly we'll be in the box seat, or we'll be feeling very happy if we get a 2+ out of USA. And then Poland may or may not score in that game as well against Mexico, in Tom's opinion. So $2.75 it is, but of course we lose in the event of a draw, just like we do with all the mixed matchups. We need more goals by the US, but that's a good way to get in the mix and have a punt that involves two full games, if you like the sound of Tom's breakdown. I nearly missed the game that a lot of people want to hear the breakdown of, which occurs 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, and it is the Socceroos, but they're the $10 outsiders against the world champions, France, who are $1.36. Do we have any chance, or does Australia have any chance, Tom?
I'm not going to be popular for this, but my best, one of my best bets of this round is actually France, halftime, full-time. That's paying $1.82. I think it was on... Oh, it was on Ladbrokes, I think. I'll check the book and put it in the comments later. Essentially, I think France are going to come into this game. And I think despite what everyone's saying about them, players dropping, them to have a hangover, I think they're going to come into this game and look to prove a point. It's important to remember the French, they've got a heap of new players in that midfield. A lot of those players are going to be super excited and they're going to want to come out and show the world that they're adequate replacements for the old statesmen in Kante and Pogba, as well as that Benzema. He comes in, he's going to be kicking at the heels. He's missed out on playing for the French team for a very long time. And I would not be surprised if the Australians unfortunately get hit by a bit of a wave early on. And that's why I like the halftime, full time. You can get a bit more value if you want France to win to nil. I was considering taking France to win to nil. It's around $1.85, $1.90, depending on where you shop. But the reason why I don't like that bet is I could quite easily see France going up 3 or 4 nil and then giving away a soft set piece, switching off, and then the bet fails. Whereas with this, all we're really asking is France to get out the blocks, create a few chances. I think if the French create 4 or 5 good chances in the first half, they'll put one away. And then from there, sure, I'll be chasing their tails in the second half. So that's why I like that bet.
And this was Australia's opening game last World Cup too. And I almost think that because a lot of people can remember, Australia pushed the French, only lost 2-1. I think it was a level scores with an hour played. But that's going to be on France's mind too. So they're not going to underestimate Australia in this one. And arguably Australia is not as strong as they were last World Cup. So I hate to be unpatriotic, but I wouldn't be backing Australia. I think you play France in your multi to win, or you just stay out of it and then you can just cheer on the Aussies. They might not be a great price, but miracles can happen. Next up, we have from which group is Morocco, Croatia coming out of? I've got it. Group F there, and that is Wednesday night. Croatia are basically $2 head-to-head in this one. How do you like it?
For me, this is a bit of a strange game because in the preview we discussed we weren't totally big on Croatia. You actually had a lean towards Morocco in terms of getting out the group. I had a lean on Canada getting out the group. This type of game, I think I want to see what the Croatians are doing in terms of how they're going forward. Do they look likely to score goals? And with Morocco, I want to see how they go with their chemistry. Obviously, Ziyech has only just recently come back into the setup. So I think this is the type of game you sit back and have a look at. In my view, there are going to be opportunities to profit in this group just because of how open it is. And I think with this one, if you do like a team, take them because you're getting $2 plus for Croatia, you're getting $4 plus Morocco. If you did like Morocco, perhaps double trends or draw no bet could be the play.
Yeah, I did already tip Morocco. I believe they were $3.40 to progress. So you're riding that, you maybe don't need to weigh in on this one. But if you want to bet for this one, I think the double chance, which is about $2.90, would not be, no, that can't be right. If Croatia's $2 to win, then double chance. Sorry, Morocco is about $1.80. I've seen $1.85. I was thinking of another African team that I'll get to later. That would be probably the bet I might play. Group E, Thursday or Wednesday midnight, is Germany opening up their account against Japan. Germany are $1.49 favourites. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I think this one was another one where I came close to a best bet. I really, really like the German matchup against the Japanese. The Japanese are a very technical side, whereas the German side are very powerhouse orientated, but they're still obviously very good technical footballers. I think if you look at the German midfield with Leon Goretzka and Joshua Kimmich, who could be the two who start, or it could be Gundogan. If it is Kimmich and Goretzka, I think Germany are just going to bully and lean on the Japanese players the whole game. I think it would be a really hard game for the Japanese to get a foothold in. I do struggle to see where Japan are possibly getting the goals. This is the type of game where maybe you'd look at maybe playing Germany to win to nil. Maybe that's something that you could put in a long shot multi if you just wanted something, you know, 5 or 6 legs over the first week. That could be a potential good first leg. Oh, good leg for the first round, rather.
Let's move to what have we got here? This group G now. And it is Switzerland, Cameroon, Switzerland $1.69 favourites.
Yeah, I spoke pretty glowingly about Switzerland in the preview and talked down a bit on Cameroon. To me, $1.69. I would put it in a multi if you're wanting to, you know, play a few legs, but I don't really have any strong views on this individual matchup. I think Switzerland probably win and probably be a tight game, but Switzerland probably be in control most of it. Cameroon will probably look to play with a bit of flair and play on the counter and cause some disruption. But I do think the Swiss are too organised for any of that. But I don't think this is going to be the greatest game of all time to watch. So maybe avoid that one.
You talked about Cameroon could be in a little disarray. So even though I thought maybe they could be an upset shot, you've kind of talked me out of that one. Uruguay, South Korea, that is my upset shot. That's going to Group H now. But it is Uruguay who are more favoured and expected to win this match. My eyesight was almost failing me there. It looks like $1.81 Uruguay are favoured to win this one. Someone asked a question before, are there penalty shootouts in the group stage? There are not. And that, of course, is why the draw comes into play and why. And that's something that's different for people who don't punt on a lot of soccer is it's not as simple as just, oh, this team's better, pick them to win, because inevitably you do get a lot of draws in the mix. Historically, a draw occurs once every 3.5 games, maybe once every kind of, yeah, something like that, depending on how evenly matched the teams are. So usually the odds for the draw are just over $3. And that's when I say once in every 3.5 games, it doesn't mean, oh, if I'm getting $4 in the draw, it's a good price, because you will get higher odds in the draw when you got a short favourite. But just to give people an idea, of course, that's why some of these favourite prices look enticing. It's inevitably you throw them all in the multi, something's going to burn you. But I digress. Uruguay are more like 50-50 to get the result here. Do you think they will?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty fair price that's been offered up. I think South Korea are a pretty handy side without being super well known outside of South Korea. Like, obviously, there's a lot of players, playing in South Korea. Within that league, obviously, there's two players who are playing in Europe who are quite well known. Everyone knows who the obvious one is. He's going to play, being Hyun Ming Sun. He was running around yesterday in training with a face mask on. So he'll play. I think with Uruguay, there's a few question marks about their backline. There's one or two slight injuries and concerns about form. This is the type of game, if Uruguay aren't switched on, it comes very difficult for them. I'm going to go against you and I'm going to say I think Uruguay win. I think it will be a 1-0 result. But South Korea, they're probably at $5. I think they're probably one of the better sides that you're going to get at $5 in the first few games. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see how this one goes.
Yeah, it depends as well if you're riding my tip, which was South Korea to be runner-up in this group, $4.50. You may not need to punt specifically on this match, but obviously the inverse of the Uruguay win price would be the South Korea double chance as well, which you'd get about even money for, or the long shot $5 upset. Would not shock me either. Moving to Thursday night, we've got Spain, who are the favourites for Group E, slight favourites. This is the group that has already got Germany that we discussed previously, but Spain get the softer match on paper against Costa Rica, and they are $1.17. Do you expect them to win this one pretty well, Tom?
Yeah, I think Spain win. I think they'll have probably about 80% of possession. They'll pass it around the lot. They'll create chances. They'll probably put two or three in the back of the net. I don't think they're going to win 6 or 7-0. Spain, this is probably a really good game for them first up. In terms of, you know, they've got a lot of players who are young, and this will be the biggest game that they've ever played. And in terms of, you know, being at a World Cup, the whole of Spain watching, a lot of people around the world watching. So I think it's a great game for them. The Spanish actually played a friendly this morning. They had a 3-0 win. I can't remember who it was against. It escapes me, but all three of their goal scorers were basically under the age of 21, 22. So just goes to show you where the Spanish are at in terms of their squad. They've obviously got a few older players, but they're going to be exciting to watch. But I think this is a great first game for the Spanish to grow into the tournament. If you really like an upset, maybe take Costa Rica at like +1.5 goals if you can find it. Maybe if Spain get a bit stuck and the nerves kick in, but I don't see anything other than a convincing 2-3-0 win for Spain here.
And the risk with a goal handicap with Costa Rica is because this group has two contenders, and, you know, there's a fair chance Spain, Germany could end up a draw, you already have your mind on goal difference as well. And this is the obvious game where you can get a few in the bank, which, you know, could, there's obviously a lot of ifs and buts, but could ultimately help you avoid a team like Belgium, who are favourites in the next game against Canada for Group F, and Belgium $1.47. What do you reckon, Tom?
Yeah, I've got a best bet on this game. And the best bet is for Canada to score at least one goal. That's paying $1.83 with points bet. It's about $1.60 everywhere else. And the reason why I like this bet is Canada in World Cup qualification in CONCACAF lit it on fire in terms of their offensive production. They scored in every game in qualification except two or three. And in CONCACAF, you play about 18 or 20 games, depending on when you join. Canada had to start in the first round, so they went 20 games and scored in 16 or 17. Belgium, they're a pretty attack-minded team. Being an attack-minded team means that they're going to present opportunities for an opposition to score. In the last World Cup, Belgium actually gave up two goals to both Tunisia and Japan, who I would definitely say Tunisia are a lesser team than what this Canadian side are. I'd say maybe Japan are around that. So it just goes to show that, you know, Belgium do give up goals. And in qualifying, Belgium actually conceded two goals in one game against Estonia. And then in the other game against Estonia, they conceded another. And they also conceded against Wales and the Czech Republic. So by no means are the Belgians that safe in the back line. Belgium has actually had a fair few of their core defenders over the last 10 years. That main core, a few of them have dropped off and retired in the last few years. And there is a few concerns emanating out of Belgium as to whether or not their defence is good enough. So we're not really asking a whole heap from Canada here. They could lose this game, you know, 4-1, 3-2, and the bet still gets up. So, and the beauty of this bet is if Belgium go 2-0 ahead, Canada is still in it, and Canada will have to go for it at 2-0 down. They can't just sit back and go, well, we'll take a 2-0 loss. They're going to have a crack at it, and it really opens it up for us. They could lose 5-1, and we still get over the line.
I like the way you justify that, because when you say Canada scored in most of their qualification games, someone else will say, well, there's no Belgium in CONCACAF. But you made the point about Belgium's record in qualifying and their style of play. And I like a play on Canada here, because I think, I don't know, it might not be their first World Cup, but it's their first World Cup in a very long time. And in the futures preview, you talked about one player to look out for, David, I think it is, who plays for Lille. Is that correct?
But you didn't mention another
star as well, Alphonso Davies, right, from Bayern Munich. So they've got a couple of, you know, legit stars that are worth tens of millions of dollars that I've learned in my kind of research. So I like that idea, because I'm just wondering if this Belgium squad's not as good as they were 4 years ago when they did come third. We've got two more games to cover. Or you got one other point on that?
Oh, and just one quick thing on Alphonso Davies. For Bayern Munich, he plays in the back line, but for Canada, he will either play up front on a wing, or might play in the central midfield position. So he's got a bit more of an attacking role for Canada, which helps us even more.
Shows what they're prioritising, so that speaks wonders for your bet as well. All right, Friday morning, and remember, we'll do the next pod Friday night, so in 7 days' time, we will have seen all these games. We can give you a quick reaction on them, but you're going to want tips for the upcoming next 16 games. So a week from now, in the morning, early morning, if you get up, you can watch Portugal against Ghana, and Portugal are pretty warm favourites, $1.39 in this one.
Yeah, Portugal, I think that price is about right. They're going to win this game most times. I think the Ronaldo distraction might not rear its ugly head until a bit later in the tournament. Ghana, the naturalisation of a few of their players late in the piece doesn't give me any confidence that they're going to have chemistry. They could be a team that causes problems as the tournament goes on. I think it's good for Portugal that they're playing them first, get them out the way, and then have a crack at South Korea and Uruguay, who I think are going to be two harder teams. So I think with this one, sit back, enjoy. watch the theatrics of Ronaldo throwing his arms up when he doesn't get the ball. And yeah, let's see how we go.
All eyes will be on the Portuguese talisman in that one. And then the favourites for the whole tournament, as Tristan told you, and well backed with them as well, play the final opening games. They're the last side of the 32 that we get a look at when Brazil do play Serbia. And so that's still Friday morning as well. And Brazil, as you would expect, $1.44 favourites to win that match. Any value in that?
If you want to chuck it in a multi, it does read the type of game you throw in a multi. Everyone in the world is on Brazil final leg. And then there's a nil all draw or a one all draw. For me, Brazil, it's a bit of a tricky one because 2018, they actually had a lot of games where they scored late goals. They had a lot of games where they got stuck in games. Like they only just got past Costa Rica late on. Obviously, this is a very different Brazil side, but there's a lot of expectation on them. They come into this tournament as favourites. 2014, they came in as favourites and in the first few group stage games, they were on fire. They were pretty good. I think with this one, sit back, have a look at it. It is the first round. People are going to be wanting to put bets on, but I think in the first round, there's a big advantage in only putting bets on the games that you really like. I've only got three best bets. I've got a few leans. I've got a multi that I'll put up, like a long shot one of about $50 to $60, and I'll put up a shorter one. But I think with this one, just sit back and watch. I think this will be a pretty offensive orientated game because I don't think Serbia has got the defensive nous to keep Brazil out. So I think they're going to have to go for it a bit. So maybe the over 2.5 goals or both teams to score in this game is a potential bet. But this game is still 5-6 days away. So keep an eye out on possible market movements. Shop around. There could be a possible injury or two that happens. So with this type of game, I'd maybe wait a few days, see how the tournament's going. And then if you're picking up on a theme that you like, then maybe have a play.
That sounds like good advice. So on the note of bets, we've kind of keep this pod short and sharp, but we welcome comments and discussion under the post. You know, this gets shared in the Tripod Facebook group. It's on YouTube. So hit us up if you want any more. But Tom also comments his full summary of his tips with, you know, prices and location. I'll do the same. We've got a mixed matchup. If you need to jump on topic because you still haven't, you can with the code TRIPOD if you would like to. We're back in a week, as I said. Appreciate everyone that tuned in. We hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy the games. Gamble responsibly on them, of course. One last thing, Tom, and obviously I want to thank you again for joining me. And I want to spruik our futures pod yet again because there's still time to watch that one. Going to give you a real good background on every team and plenty of bets that you might ride through the tournament, which again is why you've limited some of your bets in the opening games because you don't want to necessarily double up on teams you've already, you know, bet an opinion on. But this is just a random practical question. How are you going to be watching the World Cup? Is it exclusively SBS? Have they got like any sort of like on demand? Do you know the answers to all this, or are you still going to try and suss it all out the next few days?
Yeah, so my plan at this stage is basically to try watch as many games live as possible. I know I think SBS are going to have the games on demand so you can watch them after. It's a shame that we don't.
Can you avoid the score? That would be the thing.
Yeah, that's something I don't know. So it might be the case. What I'll probably do is I'll probably watch that first game live, and then I might go on in a few hours' time and have a look and see if it's a possibility and let everyone know.
Yeah, and even watching highlights, like I hope that they don't put the score on the YouTube highlights or on the website, you know, summary highlights, because it's kind of fun even just to watch a few minutes of highlights of a game. If you've got a bet on it, you don't know what the final score is. So we'll suss all this sort of stuff out. Again, that's probably all good discussion for our group. Lockie Hall says SBS are going to have on-demand and mini matches. See, I think mini matches are brilliant. Not every person who's watching this pod is going to sit through 90 minutes of every, you know, single game, especially if it's, you know, Saudi Arabia against Poland or something. But if you had a bet on it, you may still watch the mini or the highlights. That's the beauty of the World Cup. So much action every single day, and you can choose how to consume it. And hopefully our show adds to your enjoyment of it. So once again, thanks for joining us to our audience and to yourself, Tom, have a great weekend. Enjoy the cup. Next time we speak, we will have watched 16 World Cup matches. So can't wait to keep chatting and shooting the breeze and talking bets throughout the tournament. Cheers, everyone. Lego.